I swear by the setting of the stars, and is indeed a mighty oath if you but knew it, that this is indeed a honorable Quran, inscribed in a well-guarded book, which none can touch except the purified angels. A revelation from the Rabb of the worlds, would you scorn a scripture such as this, and make its denying a means of your livelihood? Why is it not then that when you see a dying person's soul come up to his throat, while you are helplessly watching, and at that time we are nearer to him than you, although you cannot see us? Then why do you not, if you claim you are not subject to reckoning, restore to the dying person his soul? Answer this. If what you say be true, then if the dying person is one of those near to us, for him there is comfort and bounty, and a garden of bliss. And if he be one of the right hand, he is greeted with salutation, peace be upon you, from those of the right hand. And if he is one of the erring rejectors, he is welcomed with scalding water and burning in hellfire. Surely this is an absolute truth. Therefore, glorify the name of your Rabb, who is the greatest.